Little Pine Creek. This is your mid-season winter sports update. I'm Neville Gigiana here with
Boston Kellner
and Cole Felton, and we are going to go straight into it with boys basketball. The varsity team is currently 9-3 on the season, with their most recent game against Fountain Fort Carson, where they lost 59-65. The JV squad is 6-4 with their most recent game against Fountain Fort Carson, where they lost 46-47. And some of the key varsity stats: Ty Heater, 15 points per game, 1 assist per game, about 6 rebounds, 2 steals, and a block per game. Mitchell Murdoch, about 13 points per game, about 3 assists per game, about 3 rebounds per game, and a steal and a block per game. Luke Pelser, another senior, 6 points per game, about 2.2 assists per game, 3 rebounds per game, 1 steal, and 0.1 blocks per game. And the junior we have on these stats, lighting it up as a junior, their senior year is already looking promising when they become a senior eventually. They have 7.4 points per game, 3.3 assists per game, 7.2 rebounds per game, 2 steals, and about a block per game. Pretty impressive.
And then on the subject of basketball, women's basketball, varsity with an 8-6 record, but their most recent loss was against Fountain Fort Carson last night, 54-59. JV, 7-3, winning against Fountain Fort Carson last night, 46-16. And C team undefeated, but so far the only stats updated was against Liberty, 30-27, their most recent game, which was a win. For the varsity points leaders, we have Renee Stewart, averaging about 15.2 points per game, Brooklyn Stewart, averaging 13.7 points per game, and Mikaya Burke-Perryman, averaging about 11 points per game. The rebound leaders for the girls is Brooklyn Stewart with 11.3 rebounds per game, Renee Stewart with about 5.8 rebounds per game, and Lekia Burke-Perryman with 4.2 rebounds per game. The assist leaders for your girls' basketball team is Lekia Burke-Perryman with 4.0 assists per game, Renee Stewart with 2.0 assists per game, and Brooklyn Stewart with 1.5 assists per game.
If I'd like to interject, it's quite incredible that the top three in all three of these major stats are pretty much the same. Of course, basketball is a team game, but it's nice to see some great production from these three players. And of course, it's led to pretty good success overall in the season.
Yeah, for sure. Now, moving on to hockey, I'm going to be starting on with JV today. First off, the JV's record is 2-1 for Pine Creek, and their next game will be coming up Saturday at 10:30 a.m., and they will be playing Liberty. Now, moving on to varsity here, their record is 3-3-3. Lots of potential to come there. There have been 3 ties in it, which have been very close. The rules for hockey this year are 1 overtime, no double, no triple overtime or anything. And each time, they have been very close games. Teams like Mountain Vista, Castleview, really close games. Heritage, another really close game, unfortunately. Lost a 4-1 lead, but lots of potential to come in this season. Have a big stat leader here, Max Wright, 18 points with 12 goals, 6 assists, leading the team with both assists and goals, as well as leading the league of 5A Central in points. CJ Reed, next, he's also a senior, 10 points. He's top 10 in the league in points. Jack Smetana, big, big name on the Pine Creek hockey team this year, freshman, 10 points as well, absolutely lighting up the scorecards. Top 10 in the league in points as well. Another freshman we have is John Thien. He has the most playing minutes this year, and he has 154 saves, 2.7 goals per game average, and a .900 save percentage. This year, with our second most playing time, is Logan Hunter at goalie. He's a junior. He has 63 saves, also a 2.7 goals per game average, and 900 save percentage. Like I said, lots of potential to come this season. Looking at about 8 to 10 more games this year, depending on playoffs and how far that goes. So hopefully we will see some attendance in these upcoming games. With even the next game will be Thursday, the 19th at 8:15, Sergey Chice Arena.
And now transitioning over to wrestling for this year. So far, our wrestling team is undefeated with their most recent win against Doherty, 81-0. And their most recent tournament, actually, that they went to was in Temecula, California, Battle of the Belt. We had four placers. Ryder Rhodes at 7th, Shea Jones at 6th, Nate King at 5th, and Griffin Rowell taking home the belt for Pine Creek. You can actually see that displayed now if you walk through the Pine Creek trophy display case. Yeah, these guys have been working really hard, and hopefully they can bring back back-to-back regional titles.
And then we'll move into our final sport today in girls swim. They're undefeated with a 7-0 record in their meets. Some of their best finishes in the 50 freestyle, we have Madison Menteco, 24.07 seconds. Then we have the 100 free, Madison Menteco, with 51.06 seconds. And then with the 100 back, we have Isabella Burton with a 57.59 second finish. And then with the 100 fly, Camden Swanson with a minute 0.57 seconds in that finish. And then we have the 100 breast and Sabrina Kersey with 1 minute 11.63 seconds. And last year they went to state, and we have confirmed that they will be going to state this year as well. Last year they finished second place, and if we did write a article earlier about their expectations, and of course their expectations are to win state, and we are very hopeful that they will do that. We have there's a lot of great competitors on that team, and they have a great fiery spirit, and yeah
for sure. And from just what it seems like, very successful season so far, just in general the winter season at Pine Creek here. Many teams are having a lot of success, and I'm sure there's definitely more to come. So, number one, stay tuned. And number two, I know everyone at the school would love the support and
fan base. We highly encourage you to get to these events or go to these games when you can, because, you know, the advantage of the crowd is always a big one. And it makes the athletes feel a lot more at home when they have a crowd cheering for them.
Yeah, definitely. Well, that wraps up our podcast for today. Thanks for tuning in. See ya.